Chair, Sweden associates itself with a statement by the EU and a working paper by the Vienna Group of 10. I will add some points in my national capacity. Sweden stresses the importance of IAEA safeguard system and its continuous improvement for the integrity of the NPT. Safeguards agreements with additional protocols constitute a contemporary safeguard system. We urge all remaining non-nuclear weapon states to bring into force the NPT safeguards agreements and call for the early universalization of additional protocols. Chair, effective nuclear security covering physical protection and cybersecurity is essential for all nuclear and radioactive materials and related facilities, including for military purposes. Non-state actor threats are more pressing, not least due to the situation caused by Russia's aggression against Ukraine. Sweden regrets that the International Conference on Nuclear Security, held in May, could not agree on a ministerial declaration, despite the hard work of the chairs, Australia and Kazakhstan. The amended Convention on the Physical Protection of Nuclear Material highlights the obligation to refrain from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state. We welcome the review conference held in 2022 and look forward to a comprehensive technical follow-up. Together with the G7 Global Partnership and the Nordic countries, Sweden has cooperated closely with countries in Eastern and Central Europe and maintained cooperation programs with Georgia, the Republic of Moldova, and Ukraine. Our nuclear safety and security cooperation with Ukraine has doubled since Russia's full-scale invasion. Chair, Sweden remains committed to a diplomatic solution to the Iranian nuclear issue, but is deeply concerned about Iran's proliferation-sensitive nuclear activities. Iran must reverse its dangerous nuclear trajectory and implement its safeguards undertakings without delay. Iran must engage in a meaningful way in technical talks with the agency and adhere to IAEA's board resolutions. With regard to the JCPOA, we regret that Iran has not returned to its nuclear-related commitments. Sweden is deeply concerned that the DPRK continues to develop its nuclear weapons program in direct violation of several UN Nations Security Council resolutions. Sweden calls on the DPRK to take concrete steps to dismantle its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs in a complete, verifiable, and irreversible manner, and to return to compliance with the NPT and its safeguards agreement. Despite the many challenges, the international community must continue to seek ways to engage with DPRK. Sweden continues its engagement for a peaceful solution to the Korean Peninsula. Chair. Sweden welcomes the nuclear weapon-free zones established around the world. We also remain committed to a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction and their delivery systems, freely agreed upon and encompassing all countries of the region. Chair, Russia's aggression against Ukraine poses a direct threat to the safety and security of Ukraine's nuclear facilities. Sweden supports the presence of IAEA experts at all nuclear power plants in Ukraine and has contributed 20 million Swedish krona to the agency for this purpose in 2024. We note with concern that the agency's seven pillars for safety and security in armed conflict are breached on a daily basis, which highlights the importance of a swift return of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant to its rightful Ukrainian owners. Chair, in addition, NATO's nuclear sharing arrangements have always been and continue to be fully consistent with the NPT, as the NPT was negotiated with this agreement in mind, and it contributes to non-proliferation. I thank you, Chair.